Welcome to Minisode 4. I'm Emily Reese from June Media. Episode 4 featured composer Brad Derrick from The Elder Scrolls Online, Tamriel Unlimited, which happens to be my current addiction. So I just hit rank 2 with my Altmer Mage, and she is amazing. She's so super amazing. Also on the show, Kevin Naki, who's an esports expert for IGN. First, though, you'll hear from Larry Oji. Larry is community manager for OCRemix.org, and if you've never checked out OCRemix.org, you're going to want to spend some time, maybe later today, doing that. He's talking about some of his current favorite remixes from the video game world. So this Chrono Cross, I love this. This was insane to me. First of all, is this the one that had like 10 different people that worked on it? Or was
yes.
that? Yeah. But no, I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Well, there are, there's 7 collaborators on that, which is insanity. It's primarily put together by DJ JD, otherwise known as Jacob Diaz. He's a great young up-and-coming musician. He was part of our Mega Man 25th anniversary album for Everlasting Peace that we did in cooperation with Capcom. They commissioned us on that. He's a phenomenal young musician. I love hearing everything he's coming up with. And he purposely wanted this piece, Time Warp. It's a mix of themes from Chrono Cross and Chrono Trigger. And he specifically wanted this to be posted as his 10th OC remix because he felt like it was a very strong high point in his music-making career, and I couldn't agree more.
Definitely check out OCRemix.org to hear more remixes just like that for free. I'm a huge Elder Scrolls fan. Oblivion was the very first RPG that I ever played, and I was really happy to chat with composer Brad Derrick from The Elder Scrolls Online, Tamriel Unlimited. I told Brad how much I loved the game and how much I loved his music in the game.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've been a listener for quite some time, and it's funny, I had a friend of mine, I guess a year and a half ago when we launched on PC and the game came out and the score came out, and this friend of mine who's an old friend was like, oh, now maybe you'll get to be on Top Score. I was like, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Like, nobody knows who I am and the game just came out. So, you know, don't hold your breath. But yeah.
One of the things, I got into the beta for Elder Scrolls Online. I am a console gamer, so of course I experienced it a bit later than all the PC crowd, those lucky bastards. But but one of the things I noticed right off the bat was a little more serious, darker tone to the music. And I don't mean serious in that the previous iterations weren't serious music, but it seemed a little darker to me. So was that a consideration for the team to just kind of go in a different, little different tone this time around?
It was, actually. Years ago, at the very beginning of development, when I started having conversations with Matt Fyroar, who's the big dog around here, who I've worked with for, like I said, about almost 20 years at this point.
Wow.
Yeah, we did have that conversation just sort of about the general tone of the game as a whole and then music and how it feeds into the game. And, of course, being an MMO and having a focus on, you know, fighting other players and the eternal conflict in the setting of early Tamriel that we've got, that was brought up intentionally. Like, well, it's more strife. It's more warlike. It is darker. It's, you know, there should still be moments of lightness and beauty and reflection and all of that, but there is definitely an undercurrent of, tension and conflict in this game that maybe isn't present in the other ones. So yeah, that was a conscious thing to try to take it, not always, but definitely when the opportunity arises or when it makes sense, to go ahead and embrace the darkness, I guess.
You can hear the rest of my conversation with composer Brad Derrick at patreon.com/junemedia. Do you know much about competitive gaming? Have you ever, like, watched a Dota 2 tournament, or did you watch Heroes when it was on ESPN2? It's really fascinating to watch these people who are, like, masters of the game. So I chatted with IGN's esports expert, Kevin Naki, and we talked about what's new in competitive gaming. Speaking of Blizzard, they just announced they're expanding the length of their championships, right?
That is correct. Yeah, it's actually going to be expanded out to about a week, whereas traditionally in the past, they had a lot of events that would occur over the course of their seasons or calendar year and kind of culminate in one big weekend performance at their convention, their yearly convention, BlizzCon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, of course, those games that would be featured that week would be things like StarCraft II and probably a little Hearthstone, right?
Yeah. You know, I have many friends who work on the Blizzard esports team, and they've been very passionate lately about continuing to increase the footprint of their games. So I would fully expect to see competitions of StarCraft, Hearthstone, Heroes of the Storm, and even World of Warcraft there. So they've really been making a push in all of their games that have multiplayer components. And I think it's been really exciting. They've certainly expanded the prize pool. There's been a lot of money that's been given away for these titles. Heroes of the Storm was actually recently featured on ESPN2 in a live broadcast in a Heroes of the Dorm competition, as they termed it, where college teams, just like any other traditional team sports, came together and competed it out over a large event, and a lot of money and scholarships was given out to the winners. So this is certainly a game that's attracting some attention, and I can't wait to see the pros duke it out when we have the WCS Finals coming up soon.
Thanks for listening to Minisode 4. You can hear the full episode at patreon.com/JuneMedia. I'm Emily Reese, and my producer is Sam Keenan. Say hi, Sam.
Hi. You ruin everything, always.
We're on YouTube and Facebook at June Media. You'll find us on Twitter at Media June. And don't forget, June is spelled J-O-O-N.